It's 5 minutes after the hour five. If you've just tuned in, where have you been? And welcome to another edition of Changing Gear, the first Spirit Wednesday in 2018. I'm joined in studio by Dr. Charles Pritchard from the Alpha and Omega Ministries, and we are just going through the messages that came out this year. Dr. Charles, that was Lionel Richie saying, Jesus is love. Do you agree that Jesus is love? Jesus, or Jesus is love. Just some Jewish boy on... on some picture somewhere.
He is love, love, love.
He is love, hey? Hey. Yeah. I mean, I remember you sharing your story of what it felt to be loved by God.
Yes, yes. And he comes when you need him most. But you just got to open your heart to him and your mind to him. Seek, and ye shall find, and he will come to you.
Talking about love, I think we should send some love to Father Joseph Wilson, who just had a birthday today. I had the privilege of attending his birthday, myself and Simba, who is the producer of this show. And we're just sending out some love to him and wishing him all the best in the future and for 2018. So if you've not wished him a happy birthday and you're one of his friends and associates, please, Ningakwahle Father, please just wish him a happy birthday. And the message here is to spread so much love in 2018. We are starting a new year. Kutiwa, you know, let's leave the baggage that we had in 2017 in 2017, you know, because we can't expect different things to happen when we're still carrying the same old baggage. I mean,
because it's like what does Einstein say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So just go to confession.
Sort yourself Einstein, out. How could you be saying? All right, I'd like us to, I'm going to open the lines so for our listeners. If you've got any comments, responses, questions, remarks, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41800 09. We're taking your calls, comments, responses, your reaction. If you want to weigh in, please do weigh in and share with us your New Year's journey in light of all that we have shared. But in the meantime, as we wait for those calls, we are going to go into those 6 steps that Dr. and myself were discussing before we got interrupted by the producer and the musical break. The first one was confession, and we've really ever overemphasized on the value and the power of confession. And I'm talking to you right now. Yes, you. I'm talking to you right now. If you've not had your confession for this year, please make it a point that you have it. You need to go for confession. Even cars go to the garage. You know that. They go for a service. That's every 15,000, 10,000.
Cleansing.
Yeah.
That's they, it.
It's a cleansing, really, because you actually have to drain the oil. I mean, so where now, I mean, if a car goes of steel and zenge, little tire, why can't you as a human being go for your service? Because that's where it's actually one of the sacraments that we call the sacrament of healing, really.
Yes.
And there's so much grace that one can obtain and pick from that sacrament. And I'm really, really asking my brothers and sisters to really, really put confession on your agenda for 2018. Doc?
Yes. So what Jesus tells us in his own words, he says, confession brings healing in my children's lives. It's a beautiful medicine to heal their brokenness, their hurts, pains, sorrows, illnesses from the body, soul, and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's medicine.
Yo, it's our, more tea.
And the fuel is Jesus in Holy Mass.
Mm. So for those people who've been making plans, please make confession be part of your plan. What is the second step?
Okay, so...
First, we go to confession.
Yes.
What should we be doing?
So what I would say the very first step, before all everything, is the will to do God's will.
Yay!
The will to do God's will.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they don't... You know, they kind of want to do it and sort of on the fence.
No, on my terms and conditions.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do God's will on my own terms and conditions.
Yeah.
And like, not on God's terms.
Yeah, in the Bible, it's a little bit outdated. It was written in a different time. So that's
really
no longer a sin. Do you know what I mean? That kind of thing. We've got to change with the times. So those are all lies from the enemy. So the will to do his will and then to obey his commandments. So that's a choice. It's a conscious choice.
It's a decision, okay. Actually.
So that's step number one. Mm. If you don't want to do his will in everything, well, you're not going to be healed. It's as simple as that.
But I want to be a Christian. You know, this Christian's...
You can't be a fence sitter.
You know. All right. Ouch. You can't be a fence sitter. You're either in or out.
Because you're going to get sore on your behind when you're sitting on the fence. And you might fall either way. You don't know.
There's something that I actually wanted to also throw out to our listeners this afternoon. The value and the place that Scripture should have. And I'm coming really now from That's number two. I'm coming here from a pastoral side where, as a Catholic priest, I've often felt that many Catholics, including myself before I went into religious life, we were not friends with Scripture. We didn't like reading Scripture. We didn't. We just waited for Sunday, and Father would read it. And some of us didn't even have Bibles until Father read from the Missal. You know. So what value does that? Do you think it's important for our brothers and sisters to be reading Scripture and the Bible?
You see, so the Bible is God's word. It's His teaching to us.
Yeah.
So yes, it is implemented in the church, and yes, the church has defined the nature of sin and the sacraments and everything very well.
Uh-huh.
It's the foundation of truth.
Yeah.
But we need to be living, eating, breathing the gospel. Okay. So, just we need to be careful. Also, I would strongly recommend the Di Rheims Bible. It's Old English, but I'd strongly recommend it. Mm-hmm. The only Bible in the world that has been declared authentic by the Catholic Church at the Council of Trent is the Latin Vulgate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a direct translation of the Latin Vulgate. And I've just found that it's there's no contradictions, and it's I'd strongly recommend it.
I would recommend the African Bible.
Okay.
From the Pauline.
Okay, so the Bible, you see, the enemy can come and trick you. If you don't know the word, if you don't know the Bible,
I know
he will trick you and he will convince you of some other theory that will bring evil into your surrounds. So, like, if you don't know the Ten Commandments, that you need to
honor your mother and father.
Yeah, honor your mother and father, or I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me.
You shall not convert.
You see, you can't go sitting at a Buddhist retreat and think and be a Catholic, because now you've got some strange god before you. Do you know what I'm saying? So, otherwise, you're going to be confused. You're going to be ignorant. Now, you can't sit and plead ignorant all your life. Ignorance, you know what I mean? So, the devil preys on ignorance. He loves ignorance.
But the point that I'm getting at is, as men and women of faith, it's about time that we make that commitment to reading Scripture. Because in reading Scripture, we get to know the mind of God, some part of His mind. And we get to understand how God works and how God has worked in the history of salvation. But also, it's how we
live.
It's like our GPS in life.
Yes. Well, and how did Jesus react in that situation?
I'm coming from the generation where we now have to have GPSs. You know, we can't survive without them.
It's your GPS. It's
exactly.
Your manual.
I think it's your manual. You need Scripture. And I'd really like to encourage our listeners to read the Bible at least every day, even if it's just the readings of the day. And come Lent, which is coming in a few weeks' time, on the 14th, is going to be the beginning of Lent. And I'm going to challenge our listeners to actually say, you know what, this Lent, I would even want to read, say, the whole book of Job. I would like to read Esther. I would like to read, you know, just find, get to do something else differently.
100%. And what I would recommend is, for the new starters, always start with the New Testament. Read the New Testament, because it's short.
Yeah.
Read the whole thing, and
the gospel.
It's Jesus. Yeah. It's what He's saying, He's teaching. Then go into the Old, and it'll make a lot more sense. Because sometimes if we start in the Old, it's too daunting, and we give up before we've even gone past the book of Genesis. You know what I mean? So,
but push it. I mean, it's not Mills and Bones. What those things you guys used to read in the past? Oh, it's not. It's people need to read Scripture. But over and above that,
I've got another. You see, I know why the priests don't have to always read the Bible, because it's a 3-year cycle. Doesn't the daily masses get through the whole Bible anyway?
You do, but
so So you got it covered.
Okay. However,
so go to daily mass.
For those who are not going to mass, they should read the Bible. They should
100%
for yourself and try and understand it for yourself. And this is the time that you're probably going to ask your priest, "I don't understand what is being said here. Explain to me." And I'm sure any sensible priest would help.
Yes, and ask the Holy Spirit. He is your counselor. Mm. Ask him to show you what it is. What you don't understand,
you'd be amazed.
You will. He'll put it in your mind.
You'd be amazed at what the Holy Spirit does.
Very
strong. When given a chance and an opportunity.
Yes.
But I would like us to get into also another tip. Another tip. We've given the first tip was confession. The second tip was
obedience.
The third was reading your Bible. The third one that I have on my list is prayer.
Pray the Holy Rosary every day.
All right, you put in the rosary, fine. But for me, it would include that.
Yes.
But amongst other things, it's prayer.
Prayer. So there's different ways to pray.
But before we even talk about the different ways to pray, prayer here not meaning asking God to deliver the things we've ordered with Him. That's not prayer.
No.
That's shopping with God.
He knows your needs.
I know.
What he needs from you is to pray for other people.
But even sometimes, because prayer is dialogue with God.
Yes.
It's an intimate relationship. But sometimes that prayer might mean just listening to what God is saying. And if we don't listen, we cannot listen in front of a television, hey?
Go sit in front of the adoration, the Blessed Sacrament. Sit with Jesus.
There we go.
He'll come and sit next to you.
Make it, even if it's once a month. Just go for adoration once a month. There are parishes that are offering it every week. There are parishes in deaneries where it's offered once a month. Go and do adoration. Do your rosary.
Yes, and what Jesus is asking.
Your divine chaplet. We have it on Radio Veritas at 3 in the afternoon, in the morning at 6. And we have evening prayer. So join prayer. And actually, prayer is very important. But over and above that, listen also to what God is calling of you.
Yes, and Jesus asks, he says, if my children will spend 1 hour a week in adoration, it'll appease his sacred heart. He'll be very happy. And the prayers, rosary a day, very powerful. Mm. Divine mercy every day.
Mm.
Prayed for the dying souls.
Mm.
So all those poor souls that were going to hell, like Mother Mary was explaining, you'll save them through your divine mercy prayer.
Let's take a break.
We're fighting the devil.
Let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to finish the two steps that we are giving you for 2018 for you to have a healthy spirituality and a spiritual life. It takes us to exactly 17 minutes after the hour 5, and it is Radio Veritas, 576 AM. It's that station that is giving you the good news and the good music for a change. Do not touch the dial. It's 21 minutes after the hour 5, and that was the prayer by Celine Dion and Andarea. Andarea, have you watched any of Andarea's concerts?
You're asking the wrong guy. I just want Jesus.
All right, I now know what to do with you for your birthday this year. Yeah, I now know what to do with you. Now let's go back very quickly. Let's go into the next two steps. Last steps for tools that we're given to our
the second last step is receive the body and blood of Jesus worthily at Holy Mass.
Mm.
Worthily is the key word. They always add the word worthily.
Mm.
So, and we get that through confession.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jesus can come and live within you.
Mm. Because when we receive Jesus, he becomes part of us. Not only does he become part of us, we become part of him.
That's right. And he will only abide in you if you're in a state of grace. Otherwise, he'll step aside. The Holy Spirit's always there, but it hurts him. So we want to be in, we want him in our hearts. Don't want to hurt him. And the Holy Mass is a sacrifice. It's Jesus' living sacrifice. His body is broken and he's shedding his blood for us in eternity. His sacred heart is profusely hurt because of all the sins in the world. And we're making a sacrifice going to Mass with him.
Mm.
We're fasting an hour before. We're offering up our prayers. The very important thing is we need to offer prayers up in Holy Mass because people don't do that.
They're just passengers.
Yeah, your guardian angel takes it to Jesus, and Jesus takes it to the Father with his sacrifice. It's the most pleasing to the Father. That is the most powerful prayer on the planet, is Holy Mass.
Mm.
Then the rosary.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So,
but there are other forms of prayer, because we'll come into the last step, which is I believe in fasting. I mean, fasting
and very soon,
in the next few weeks, we're going to start that.
Yes,
and it's amazing how the power that fasting has.
Yes,
and I also see it as something that people could put on their spiritual diet in 2018.
100%.
Yeah.
Spiritual diet.
Yeah.
Get rid of the food.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
but do it for the right reasons. Don't do it to lose weight.
No. And it's when the wrong I mean reason. When I'm and I'll qualify the word spiritual diet here, not to lose that body fat or to shape up. No.
Or to when tell I mean, your friends. This is a silent thing you do.
Of course.
You and the
of
father.
Course. And that's why he says when you do fast, go and buy some lip gloss and make sure that
no one can notice.
Exactly. Yeah. And make sure that your lips are marinated.
So that's the fasting and doing the works of mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So a works work of mercy. Mercy is,
what are they? Let's some people don't even know what works. What are works of mercy?
It's sacrificial love.
Such as?
That is what we call to do. Such as praying for others.
Okay.
Such as praying for the dead, people you don't even know.
Visiting the
abandoned
sick.
Abandoned souls. Visiting the sick. Mm-hmm. Feeding the hungry. You know, all those
burying
the dead, the seven corporal works of mercy. But the most powerful work of mercy is prayer. But then back it up with action. Mm-hmm. So if you're doing charity, do it with prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more powerful. You'll get more done.
Wow. Fast and do works of mercy. And remember to receive the body of Christ. And please remember to always make a regular and contrite confession.
Amen.
If you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas, 576 AM. It's we back bigger, better, and greater in 2018. It was Changing Gear, and that was Dr. Charles Pritchard, who was joining me this afternoon on Spirit Wednesday. Dr. Charles Pritchard from the Alpha and Omega Ministries. And Dr. Charles, it's been a pleasure having you, and we look forward to journeying with you in 2018.
Thank you, Father. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
And it's Alpha and Omega Mission, because there's other ones called ministries.
Oh, okay.
alpha-omega.org.za.
So, Mudimu, it's called Mission, not Ministries. Okay. All right. And I take back all my nasty words and my foolishness.
And all the messages are on the website.
Great.
And the resources.
Great. That's it, folks, from myself and the team. May God's light always shine upon you. We're back on Friday, same time, same place. Be blessed.